Recorded live.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Leah LaChapelle here on June the 7th with another installment of Unzipping Reality, the Third Awakening. We just keep on waking up and waking up, it seems. So, us love us. Everyone. Gosh, I haven't been able to say that in a while. I took the month of May off. This is the year 2015, and May was a remarkably busy month for me. One of my sons, Dylan, got married in the month of May, so I needed a little extra time off. So I appreciate just relaxing a little bit in the month of May, and it's great to be with everyone again. We're launching in, it seems like, to a whole new era, and it's just a marvelous, marvelous place to be, space to be, and time in which to be. And so I think that we'll just launch right into the show tonight. And as I do enjoy saying, reality is now sufficiently unzipped. The portal is waiting for us. It's open. It's right there. So my invitation is for us to step through the portal. You can float through it if you want to, but we got to get through it. And let's all be who and what we really are. So that is my request for the evening. And you can just make that as outrageous of a request as you want to, because that's the topic that Shannon Ogg is bringing this evening, making outrageous requests. And Shannon, a.k.a. Heart Spirit Walker, you can go to his website, heartspiritwalker.com. Shannon is a regular guest here on Unzipping Reality, and it's always just a joyful experience to have him because he's always helping us. He's helping us become more awake and more reconnected with our authentic selves. And so when Shannon is working with people, he is literally walking with you. He's working with you. He's walking with you at various levels, and maybe you're not even aware that that is happening. And his work is in the context of the soul, the soul. And that is one of my very favorite topics. So hence the great companionship here. And Shannon is always basing his work in more love and more compassion and deeper knowing of the self. So let's bring our dear friend Shannon Ogg up into the show. Shannon, thank you so much. Welcome.
Well, how are you this evening? It's like I was listening to you and I was thinking, wow, do I need to say anything else?
Well, you know, everyone is so multifaceted, and you are no exception. So that's why I do love having you on, because the unzipping is so easy with you. Yes. I don't know what it is, WD-40, something that you do. But it's really great, and it just happens so naturally. So, you know, right before the show, I was asking you how you are, and you want to just tell everybody how you're doing?
Well, I am doing so extraordinary. I have almost met my first weight goal of I need one more pound to make 250 pounds. So that will probably happen sometime this week. So I will meet my first weight goal.
Oh my!
But I am still insulin-free. I am still medication. I take no medications whatsoever. My body feels better than I actually feel like a 20-year-old again. My clarity of mind, my whole being has just really settled down and taken this quantum leap forward by listening to myself and following my guidance. And, you know, earlier I was telling you, Mal, you know, today has been a really kind of outrageous day for me because I got to be the observer and watch. You know, I went to a meetup group and I really got to watch, and then I got to look at myself. And I thought, wow, Shannon, you have come so far in your level of consciousness that you could just be the observer and just be the witness and actually hear them and just have that compassion.
Mm.
You know, just being the witness. And so I was, you know, talking about our topic of outrageous requests and how that fits into our lives. And that's what, I do that with my own self, is I make outrageous requests of myself because that puts me in a place where I'm hearing myself.
Yes.
And so let me explain what outrageous request is and how it works.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. And I love the topic, by the way. I think we're going to crack this whole thing open tonight.
Well, you know, Leah, as we've been through, we've done a lot of shows together, and we've talked about all kind of subjects and all kind of spiritual things. But, you know, there is a definition between listening and truly hearing.
Yeah.
Okay? So I can listen to you, and the people that are listening right now, they can listen to me, and they're probably going to retain a little bit of it. But if you're truly hearing what is being said, you're going to retain a lot of it because you're going to hear more than just what the words are being said. So when I say to you, Leah, I have an outrageous request. Would you like to hear it? What is that experience that happens into your body?
My body is saying, you're talking to me?
Yeah, you're talking to me. You're talking to me. Oh, my God, he's talking to me. I better listen.
Yeah.
I better truly hear what he's having to say. So it's that place where if I really need somebody to hear me, I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that phrase. Hey, I got an outrageous request. You want to hear me? And that really takes someone, their whole being is opened up and says, hey, I better pay attention. He's really got something to say.
Well, you know, human beings love to be stimulated and challenged and titillated. You know, we're always wanting the next greatest, best thing. You know, we're always looking for something that is new and exciting.
Yeah.
And so this could really serve in that way.
Absolutely, because, you know, Leah, some people don't, and I'm using the word some, people don't know how to express their needs or what they're really wanting or how to get somebody to hear their needs.
Oh.
So by saying, hey, I got an outrageous request, you want to hear it, that just perks you up. And that person, that person can either say, no, now it's not the time. Or they can say, sure, I would love to hear what your outrageous request is. Then you can say, Leah, I have a request. Would you be open to driving me to Dallas?
Wow.
Well, what I did is just open that whole space up to your whole being going, here this person just put in a request to me that they need a ride to Dallas. I hear you. I'm not just listening to you talk, I hear you. But what I did is gave you an option. I gave you an option of saying, well, I can't do that, but I know somebody that's going.
Uh-huh. You know, what so, I'm hearing is what you're giving people is an opportunity to expand themselves.
Absolutely.
It's not just that you need a ride.
No.
And you do need a ride, but what you're doing is you're couching it in such a way that it could be, if they accept, it could be a win-win.
And that's true. And I'm giving you the option to tell me what you're up for.
Yeah.
You know, it's like me. I'm up for a smoke-free environment. It's not that I'm against it. I'm just up for that.
Yeah.
I'm up for a fun, and I'm up for, you know, laughter, or, you know, that's what I'm up for.
Yeah.
But I can also turn around and say, hey, Leah, I have this outrageous request, and I need your support around expanding myself. So if you hear me use a term that is not supportive of my expansion, would you bring that to my attention?
Oh, how fun.
So I give you that opening to say, oh, Shannon, I sure will. That would be a lot of fun. Like you said,
yeah.
How much fun. You know,
yeah.
And it's...
Yeah, that's really cool. I'd love to just insert here, if I may.
Yes.
The vibration of the word outrageous in and of itself.
Oh, yes.
Because I went out online and I looked it up, and outrageous is in the realm of, like, shockingly startling, like,
yes.
Very bold or brazen,
yes.
Or without shame, or it's even saucy, and it's unusual. So that would be very unusual for you to come to me and say, Leah, I have a request that is in the realm of outrageousness, and I would like for you to correct me when you hear me say something that is not in alignment with who you know I choose to be.
Okay. I have to share this because Spirit is just talking to me. It's so loud. And so I'm going to use a biblical term. Christ went around to the disciples, and he says, come with me. What did he do? He made an outrageous request. He
Follow
said,
me.
Come with me.
Yeah.
Follow me. I want to
come and
play with me. I want to show you this enlightened way. I want to show you how to be outrageous. Successful people make outrageous requests.
Uh-huh.
They go out and they make the request of people, and they, you know, it's like working for someone. Well, that employer has made an outrageous request. Come work for me to build my goal. And that's what happens. That's an outrageous request.
Yes.
And so... And they're just showing me so many different things. It's like, okay, guys, you're going too fast right now. I'm making an outrageous request. You've got to slow down.
The Christ one was just, that's the most perfect example I can think of. I mean, those
Absolutely.
Dudes left their nets. They left their, you know, their regularly scheduled programs.
Jobs. Yes.
They dropped what they were doing, and they followed him.
Yes. But not only did they follow, they learned how to do outrageous requests. They learned how to do and take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And people came.
Yes.
Because, you know, they didn't have Facebook back then. you know, to put out, hey, he's going to be speaking over here. So he put out in his energy field, hey, I got to come and hear me speak. That's an outrageous request. And people came.
Definitely. I have to just say this. Take a breath here. I had forgotten this, but a while back, I put a little funny out on Facebook, talking of Facebook and Jesus. I put a little funny out on the Facebook, and I put the back of Jesus as he was, like, going through a door or something, and the text, the caption was, Jesus Christ, the first Facebooker, because he said, follow me.
That's right.
Woo, I'm going to follow him. Anyway.
That's right. But here, this is what, you know, Creator, God is, whatever you want to call it, puts out to us all. It's in us. It's put out there. I have an outrageous request for you to be your authentic self. I have an outrageous request to be the most powerful, healthy being that you could be and mm-hmm. love. Love with everything you are.
Mm.
That level of consciousness, you know, that we have to, that we step into to, you know, when you, how do I, I'm experiencing the energy now, and it's like, now how do I put that in words, guys? It's like that place, you know, when God makes the request, and he keeps asking you, hey, I have a request for you, and then at a soul level, we say, yes, God, we're going, I will do that. Now I got to get my consciousness, your soul puts out this outrageous pain. We're going to go on this spiritual retreat, and we're going to have this extraordinary experience. And then your body goes, is it going to hurt? And so, you know, that's where it starts getting fun, because even when you put the outrageous request, we still have these other things that are falling into place. But when you say outrageous, people get to looking at you, oh, God, what is he going to ask for? What is it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's okay, because you're not setting yourself up for failure either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what happens a lot of times is you ask somebody, hey, Leah, will you take me over here to the store? And you say, no, I don't got time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because of the way I ask it. But I said, hey, Leah, I got an outrageous request. Would you like to hear it? Would you be possibly running me over here and drop me off at the store? Now, your energy is shifting and you have a greater possibility. And I am not setting myself up for failure. I'm giving you the option of saying, you know, Shannon, I can't do it right now, but you give me 20 minutes and I will take you.
Yeah, because I didn't hear any whining.
Right, there you go. You caught it. You caught what I was trying to put out. You were hearing me. I didn't put out low energy.
This is a two-way deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I give you the option to meet my energy. It's like in a relationship, it's the same thing. How is your needs going to be met and my needs are going to be met without being outrageous?
Yeah. Well, in this day and age, because we have so many choices.
That's right.
We could be doing any number of things. We're so mobile and we're so advanced technologically, we can have any kind of experience we want to.
Absolutely.
At the drop of a hat.
That's right.
But to have something that's real, that challenges us from within our own selves, that could be really fun.
Correct. you know, I say to, like, today I had this amazing experience of getting to be the observer and look at myself, and you know, I have the most. I realized today, and it's, I haven't realized this in a very, very long time, but today I realized I have the most extraordinary life.
Mm.
I could not have planned this any better. Even if I sat down and did, it's amazing.
Excellent.
You know, if I choose to wake up in the morning and drive across the country, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I have to look, I look at my needs, and I'm learning that. I'm learning what is it that I need, what takes care of me. And that's what I say. I even give myself outrageous requests. Shin, here's your outrageous request today. You're gonna be a little more vulnerable. So, you know, Leah, I've talked about this before, and I'm not staying on the same thing. My outrageous request a lot of times comes to this way for me, especially when I'm really amping my energy up. And it's about my seasons, because
okay.
Everything has a season.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I started claiming my season, and, you know, this season is for me that I am choosing a deeper relationship with myself.
Ah.
And not only a deeper relationship with myself, but my divinity. My divine, my God, of my understanding, a deeper, richer relationship. So in doing so, I put in this outrageous request to the universe. Universe, here it is. And today I got to see it. You know, I got to see this deeper love for myself, this silence that I've brought myself into, because my mind and my body and my spirit is so gentle. You know, this lady, I didn't even know her. She's like, oh, my God, you're radiating like this huge mm-hmm. energy. And I'm like, thank you. I'm just me. And she's like, oh, no, you're more. And that is very beautiful, but the only thing that I was doing is radiating back to her who she was.
Yes.
And that's very important, because in our time, I see suffering and suffering and suffering so much.
Mm-hmm.
And people not wanting to be responsible for themselves, or they want somebody, you know, they want somebody else to take it, and especially, you know, working, doing what I do, I have people that will try, you know, they want me to fix them.
Right.
And I can't fix somebody. I can hold space for you to see the beauty that you are, for you to fix yourself. But for me to say, oh, I can fix you, no.
That's really not serving them.
No. And so that's why I want to teach people how to make outrageous requests. I want to teach people how to show up and say, this is what I need from you. This is what I need.
Yes.
And I might not have to say anything. I just stay in my path. I keep walking and I keep showing. And it's like Christ. He just walked. Buddha just walked. All of the enlightened ones, they just walked their path, and the disciples saw it, and that's how people learn.
Yes.
It's by seeing and experiencing.
Well, you make it sound pretty simple, Shannon.
I know.
And the reason that woman had that comment for you that she had is because you've been making outrageous requests of yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's showing up. just like what you said, you got to be validated by her
right.
remarks, because you knew she was not just blowing smoke. You knew that she was being authentic in her comment.
That's right. And, you know,
Landon.
Leah, you've known me a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And you've known where I was, and you've seen me come to where I am now. And it's not been an easy road.
Not at all. But I've just for the listener's sake, I've always acknowledged that you are always a high plains, presence. You're always going up to the higher plane, higher and higher. So it's not like there's a before and after with you. Just to be clear.
I will put myself out to be vulnerable.
Yes, you
and
will.
Sometimes it hurts like hell. Excuse my language, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nice. You just think, oh my God, let me up.
Yeah.
But I have to. I keep moving through it until to understand. Okay, what is it? Why is this showing up in my world? And that's, you know, it's like today. It's like, you know, my outrageous request. I really want to see me in this deeper space. I really want to love you in this such intimate, deep way that I haven't before.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you become the observer and you settle down and be quiet, it shows up in your world.
Oh.
It'll show up. God will show you that experience. And that experience might be a car going slow in front of you in the fast lane, on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That might be God sitting in the front seat of that other car.
It is. I'm sure of it. I'm convinced it is. It's God.
And God's just driving along.
Yeah.
And here you come rolling up behind, and God's just driving along.
Yeah.
And you're going, get out of the way, honking, honking, honking. And God's just still going on, not judging you because you're doing your thing back there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, God has a lot of angels out on the roadways.
Oh, yes.
Acting that little experiment. Let's see what she's made of today.
Yes. Well, every day it's like,
I think it's a fun game.
Well, you know, we're supposed to die every day.
Yeah.
You know why? To let God in. You've got to let yourself go to let God
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm.
Because that's where God gets to do the outrageous request, and then God gets to show up on the highway or the grocery store or wherever and say, I'm right here. Are you going to love this? How are you going to react to this? Are you just going to love it and say, wow, thank you for showing up in my path? Because you know what? Probably there was going to be an accident in front up there, and being here, I didn't get in it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
I really believe that.
Absolutely. And
then
God always is putting the outrageous request out there. Show
yes.
up. Be your authentic self. Who are you?
I think this is something we can all identify with.
Absolutely.
When something is not going our way, can we make that outrageous request of ourselves?
That's right. Because it just is. And you know, when we realize, wow, we're having this experience, and it's just this game of life, you know, and we're playing on the board. So how are you going to play it? All pissed off and angry and hate, you know, just have negative thoughts? Because more negative thoughts put more resistance. And then God shows up stronger and stronger and stronger until we surrender and say, oh, God, okay, I surrender.
Yes. And you know what, Shannon? I mean, anybody who listens to this program realizes that we're always looking for that planetary beingness. And
yes.
when we can shift our own selves, in this case by making an outrageous request, then the whole planet benefits. This isn't just about our little success story. This has planetary implications. There's a whole lot at stake right now for us to step in and embody this message.
So, Leah, I went the other day and watched this show called Tomorrowland.
Oh, I want to go see that.
Well, I'm going to try not to be a spoiler person, but there is such a powerful message in there.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what I'm talking about. When we begin to be in our levels of consciousness with, when we take care of understanding and we understand our ego and we let that understanding and we also step into our shadow self and love that, and we start broadcasting this beautiful energy of our authentic spirit self, we're letting it out there, and it starts expanding, the world's going to change.
Yes.
As we have had, we have been in the war mentality for eons.
Yep.
And now we're shifting into non-war, to this higher consciousness. So there is a conflict. Which one do we get on? Which one do we get off? You know, plays. But in the movie, and I'm going to share this, so close your ears.
Okay.
They talk about that the government is broadcasting negative thoughts on the TV, the radios, through our cell phones, through these things, these negative thought patterns, to hold us in this destructive war pattern.
Yes.
Leah, what would happen if 10,000 people just opened up and started broadcasting not love, but grace, just grace, and just started emanating that?
Yes. That is the plan.
Right.
That is the divine plan unfolding.
So here is, it's already been, it's out there. It's already being broadcast.
Yes.
But negative energy is so much easier to attach hold of in the physical body because we're dense.
Yes.
So the heavier, dense, lower frequency, lower vibrational energy is vibrating. So when we raise ourselves up by, let's say we start doing meditation, or we start walking in nature, or we change our food. We change one day a week. We do nothing but a happy thought all day long. No negative. If something negative shows up, you say, oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we start raising our vibration. Then you could tap, you start tapping into that upper, that really subtle, beautiful energy that's being broadcast, because it's out there. It's out there. I've been feeling it really big time the last about 4 or 5 days now.
Oh, it is absolutely incredible. And I hear exactly what you are saying. It, you know, I've been putting some things out on Twitter, and you were making reference to non-war. Well, actually, non-war is peace.
Absolutely.
It can be. It's not just the absence of fighting, but it is peace that we're
right.
looking for, and that we and that we're reaching for, and that we are emanating. And so, I've been putting some stuff out on Twitter. And here's my outrageous request.
Absolutely.
I've been talking to people about this because I'm making an outrageous request of myself to go about making this outrageous request for people to consider peace in their lifetime.
Absolutely.
World peace. And so out on Twitter, I'm saying, try living as though you will see peace in your lifetime. It's a big difference.
So
because
people want to say, we'll
get to peace, but it won't be in my lifetime. You know, have you ever heard somebody say something along those lines? And so I
absolutely. And my response to it is, because I'm going to change your. You become the peace.
Yes.
And I'm going to go biblical because they just showed all this. They kind of do these references sometimes. You know, I have to get these. When Christ was asleep in the boat and the storm came in, everybody was all like,
yeah. Oh, we're going to die. Yeah.
Yeah. So they woke up. Master, you got to wake up. There's a storm. We're going to be destroyed and blah, blah, blah. And Christ wakes up and says, be calm.
Mm-hmm.
Just be calm. So what he did was he became peace within himself. And as he became peace within himself, then he directed that energy outwards to be peace with the storm and the storm calm. So, in the outrageous request, in this lifetime, find peace within yourself. Because then, when you find peace within yourself, you can project it out into the world.
Yeah, that is a pretty big energy field to affect a major storm like that.
Yes, it is.
That's extraordinary. But you know,
I think he had
been practicing.
But Leah, if you think of this, when you're in a group, and you have a group, and there's chaos going on,
mm-hmm.
there's just chaos. But if one person in that group starts thinking peace, just peace, not trying to fix it, but finding peace, just going into that space where they're calm, they're not trying to fix something, and they're not trying to be in combat with it or resistance with it. And you find that middle space, and you go in yourself, and I know you can do it. I've seen you do it. Just go to that neutral space where there's no judgment, and you're just holding that energy. The energy in the room will start training to that, will start shifting, and the whole room will calm.
Yes, I believe that.
Because
and we can practice these things in small
absolutely.
Groups. We don't have to take on Afghanistan, okay?
That's right.
We can do this in our families or in our neighborhood, you know, or in the group in our living room. We can
do
this.
Because peace is a non-judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And just being in neutral or being peace, and that's, you know, it's one of the, even Buddha talks that it's the middle ground. It is the middle ground. It's not the high road and it's not the low road. It's the middle road.
Yes.
And being in that place, it's not that you're neutral. It's that you don't, you just walk at it and you're just being silent. You're being still. And the whole environment starts going. Sure, there's probably going to be conflict, but everybody is going to be heard at that point.
Now, I just want to make this really clear, because I'm hearing you, what you're saying.
Yes.
Peace is the middle ground. That is not avoidance or compromise. It is the middle ground which takes focus and it's an ease of focus. It's a it's a going forward by your feeling, and you're looking for that place where there's balance.
Correct.
And this is not for wimps. This isn't like, well, I don't like this guy or that guy, so I'm just not going to vote because I don't like either one of them. This is not apathy.
That's right.
It's very, very proactive. It's very conscious. There's the word I'm looking for. Conscious.
Conscious. Yes, you're making a conscious decision.
Yes.
You're making a conscious request to yourself.
Yes. Yeah,
and
I
so
knew that we were going to really get into this because, listen, I am hearing you, and I'm just delighting when I'm hearing you say these things. I see it as done.
I see the
world at peace, embracing this middle way, because it is the divine blueprint, and there are, I believe, enough of us on the planet having this same kind of conversation experientially, and we are walking it out, and
absolutely,
it's happening. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And in this lifetime, we can have peace within ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
And if everybody felt peace within themselves, the whole world, it would be incredible. And it will happen.
Yes.
It will happen.
Well, let me just share this just real quickly here. I am very blessed. I get to see lots of different people here in Austin in the metaphysical community.
Yes.
And just yesterday, Saturday, I was at a metaphysical fair, and there were these three really young, vibrant women. They were probably in their early 20s. They were young. And I've been having great fun challenging myself to talk with people about having a world at peace in our lifetime. And I have found that older people, they're a little crusty, Shannon, some of us. and they've been in the oven a long time. They're a little crisp. They're a little burnt on the edges. And they're not as eager to entertain that as a real possibility. And they, again, they're willing to say, yes, we will arrive there, but not in our lifetime, or probably not in our lifetime. And so these three young women that I interfaced with, I asked them this loaded question. You know, I asked them, I said, look, I said loaded, but it's a vibrational question. I'll say
absolutely.
It that way. It's a vibrational question. And I told them, I said, I've got a question for y'all, and it's not a trick question, okay? I really am interested in hearing what your response is.
That's right.
And I said, do you believe we will see peace in our lifetime? And Shannon, they did not even stop to consider it. They did not even bat an eyelash. All three of these young women said, absolutely.
Yes.
This is exciting.
It is.
So thank you for letting me share that, because that really got me really excited. And like I say, I have been talking with older people about this prospect, and they're much more reticent, much more, I'm just going to say, cynical.
Well, Leah, and this is something that it goes along with what you just said. You're communicating with three younger women, okay? And this is something to also look at as you're communicating, especially talking to these younger women. And you said that older people are a little more, they've been in the toaster a little bit longer. So they have they're the dry toast, you know, it's really dry. It's very hard. You got to scrape off some stuff to get down in there.
Uh-huh.
I've been into this observation, too, about women and this feminine energy that's coming in and how women have been throughout time has been oppressed.
Right.
And now we're in this generation, the generation that you were talking about, the 20s and younger, and maybe even in the 30s. These women are coming in and going, wait a minute. I don't want to be oppressed by no one.
Yes.
But there's this inherited thing that's happening within them. You know, there's this, there's an energy that's there. But as you start looking further down, that energy is not there anymore.
Yes.
So you've got these women that are very powerful creators. And they are demanding to be equal.
Yes. Yes, I see them. I agree with you. And I see that too.
And I believe that they're
balancing within themselves their masculine and feminine. They're giving themselves permission to balance the masculine orientation within themselves.
Absolutely. And that is where we're going to find peace.
Yes.
That is where we find it within ourselves, just like balancing that masculine and feminine. Even in me, I even looked at myself because in my history, you know, my soul history, I've been a woman before in all these oppressed spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in and started looking at it and started working with myself. It's like, wow, I need to shift that around. Thank you. I've mastered that oppression.
Yep.
As being a woman. And so now I need to bring my feminine side up to balance my masculine side, this warrior side, this oppressor. And so I needed to step in and take away that oppressor, the oppressor on the other side. So I have these two equal parts that are not, that there's nothing being owed or owned.
Yeah.
Or any of that in myself.
How refreshing.
So that's one of the outrageous requests. And I really love that the girls actually, I say girls, but the young ladies,
yeah.
We're not hesitant. No, we're going to have peace. They will.
Yeah.
We will. We will get to see it. We might be old. We might be getting ready to leave out of our physical form.
But we're going for it.
We will get to experience it.
Yes.
It's
well, going
to take
the
wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beyond their years. Let me ask you this. You're talking about your observation with the younger women coming online. And excuse me, and not wanting to complete with the oppressive cycles. What do you see for our young men? Do you observe that our young men also are completing with their propensity to oppress and oppress mm-hmm. women per se?
Yes, and so this. If you look online, you see a whole lot of violence from girls. You know, there's a lot of violence because they are bringing that masculine part up, and they are losing that oppression. On the other side, you have these guys over here that are being very submissive.
Yes.
That are very feminine energy.
Yes.
So what is happening is it's like they're trying to balance that masculine and feminine. How do you balance it? How do you get it right? You know, without being so extreme to where you're fighting. And you're using that fight energy as your power to balance everything. And on the other side, that nurturing the masculine part, becoming this nurturing, you know, we have a lot of guys that stay home and raise kids now.
That's right.
You know, and they're learning that, you know. So that's how we're balancing. We're trying to balance this. And in a soul level, you know, here's this energy that's coming in and we're going, hey, but what do I do with it? I've got all of this masculine energy now and I've got to let it out somehow, so I'm going to be aggressive. But I have all this feminine energy as being a guy, so I need to nurture and take care of children.
Yes. It's kind of a pendulum swing.
Yes.
The way I'm seeing it. And it's good. Because
oh,
we will find, as you're calling it, that middle way. We
yes.
will find it.
As we
so
move into
I,
the generations and generations, that's just, it's going to be beautiful. It is just this orchestra
yes.
playing out.
I agree with you. If we can invite ourselves and one another to find that middle way without any thought that there is a deficit on either side. You don't have to forfeit your femininity to be a strong woman.
Yeah.
You don't
and that's what God is putting
your,
out.
Yeah. Your
you know,
masculinity
this,
in order to be at cause in the world. You don't have to.
That's right. That outrageous request is like being put out there throughout the universe, is balancing the masculine and feminine, and it's and we're trying to figure it out.
Yes. Well, okay, and so can we still be sexy if we find the balance?
Yes, you can. I'm sexy.
Thank you.
No.
Okay, good. Just checking. Because, you know, we don't
you
want to just
you can
be milquetoast.
You can still be you and be balanced. Be in your very beautiful feminine body and be balanced. You can be in your very beautiful masculine body and be balanced. It's learning that space. You don't have to be something else or something different, you know.
Yeah.
To you know, you don't have to be a Joan of Arc to be a leader.
Right.
You know, someone that you, and I'm going to use her name, and I see her a lot, and I'm such an on Facebook, and the things she does for the women's movement. And I get astonished every time. And I am going to use her name. Adrienne Golf.
Yes.
Is so awesome. And she is not afraid to put herself out and be vulnerable for the feminine energy and the feminine movement.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not a feminist like, you know, when I see her energy, she's balanced, and she does it with grace and ease.
Mm.
And Adrienne, if you hear this, I love you, and I'm a big fan, admire you.
Oh, that's so lovely. If she doesn't hear this broadcast, I'll make sure she knows about it.
Yeah. Because I get to watch her, you know, when everything was a feminist movement or whatever, she's there and she's using her energy in the right way and really being so supportive in it. And that's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Mm.
Leah, I don't know if there's anybody online right now or with us.
Absolutely, yeah. It's time to open it up.
If they have a comment or want a reading, they can ask any question. If they just want to say hi.
Yeah, and the way we do it here is just speak up and you'll be next when you speak up. So doors are open here. Any of our guests listening by phone or on the internet, just go ahead and speak up.
Everybody quiet.
But I feel, and if you'd like to call in, let me just give the phone number. The phone number to call is 724-444-7444. 724-444-7444. Oh, okay. We do have someone here in the chat who would love a reading.
Awesome.
So I believe you're guest number 7 in the chat. Let's make sure you get a reading.
What's the question?
Do you have a question? They're grateful.
Awesome.
What's your question, guest number 7, please? Maybe they're typing. I don't know.
Well, while they're typing, is there anybody else that, if you're on the phone, all you have to do is just talk up? But she has
Hello?
The thing open. Hello?
Yes. Hi, Leon. Hi, Shannon. This is Monique.
Hi,
Monique. Are you serious? Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Monique. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Loving the call. Thank you for blessing us with this wonderful call.
Yes, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much for speaking up. So it is a wonderful opportunity to get to have a reading with Shannon.
Oh, yes. I was just wondering if there's any messages or anything that would be helpful to me moving forward in my life. If you would happen to pick anything up.
Have I met you before?
Monique has called in before.
Yeah, it was, I think, back in December.
Yes, it's been several months. Very good memory, Shannon.
Yeah, well, it's not memory. I'm like, oh, my God, I know this energy. Where is this energy coming from?
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, oh, it's like, wow, you're very, very familiar.
Uh-huh.
You know, June right now is really, it's either two ways. Either it's just a really extraordinary extreme, or it's really oppressive. And this whole June is going to be like that. It's like, it's almost, they gave me this thing. Either it's going to come in like a lion and leave like a lamb, or, you know, it's kind of that thing. So when I'm looking at your energy, it's like, hey, what are y'all guys doing? when are we going to do something here? Wait, you know, because you've been putting your outrageous requests and it doesn't feel like it's moving yet for you. They keep talking about 2 weeks. Everything will really start picking up and things are going to really start moving fast for you. You know, I'm going to go out. I don't know if you, are you working?
Yeah, I kind of one foot in and one foot out. I'm
okay.
Going through a lot of changes and going to be moving soon. And
okay, don't say anything else. Just don't say anything else.
Okay.
That's why it's like in 2 weeks, this whole thing is going to go really, really fast. You are going to move. This move is like absolutely what you need to get you started because you've been putting in your request. You don't feel they're moving. But everything is going to start going really, 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 really fast. Once the move happens, you're even a better position job-wise. Because it's like there's this environment that you're looking for, and you're not being fed at what you're doing right now. And when I use fed, it's like your soul fed. It's not beating you. This other position that you're going to will feed you really, really deeply, and you're going to really enjoy it. Even the move, wherever you're moving to, the house, everything. It's like this is it's kind of cliche what I'm going to say, but spirit says it's your time.
Wow.
And you've weathered the storm, and now it's your time.
Oh, well, awesome.
And that's very cliche, you know. It's like, oh, okay, but yes, the move, the job. Everything, whatever you've been putting at, it's going to just start happening. And just go with it. Just like I would say, put your outrageous request in. Start putting them in. Hey, here we go.
Well, great. Yes, that really resonates with me. And that's how
did I hear you have some dogs?
Yes, I have a little dog.
Outrageously.
They're actually excited about the move.
Oh, really?
But one of them is having a little bit of problems. I don't know if you changed their food. Or something about it, their stomach. It's not very happy with their stomach. And I don't know why the food is not settling on their stomach, but something with their stomach.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yes, my little dog seems to have been a little off lately, like a little anxious. And
yes.
I've been wondering why.
It's his food, and his stomach is not feeling good.
Oh,
now, he's
okay.
Excited, and he's excited about the move and everything, and he's excited about every bit of it. But he's really, really, that's what he was barking while they were like, hey, I'm back here. I need a read, too.
That is so wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is just beautiful. Thank you so much, Monique.
Yes,
really,
thank you.
Really appreciate your calling in and bringing your vibration.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just loving y'all's vibration.
But I will say, don't worry about money. You're really concerned about it. Don't worry about it. It's all going to happen. Don't worry. Just do it. Just get vulnerable and do it.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yes, and you know what I want to add right there about the outrageous request, you know, just voicing an outrageous request is not an outrageous request.
Right.
The outrageous request comes from that inner boldness, that invitation to evolve that comes from within oneself.
Yes.
And you don't know how it's going to be. You don't know how it's even going to sound when it comes out of your voice. You know, you don't even know how it's going to land. You don't know. All you know is that you have to ask the question. And it emanates from that boldness. So Shannon said, you've been asking, you know, you've been making the outrageous requests. So keep it up and just continue to probe the depths of your own boldness.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that message. I've been believing in magic and miracles, and so that really makes my heart sing to hear both of you say that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anybody else out there that would like to talk about their magic and miracles with Shannon? He's on a roll now. That was good. Put your dogs on. You do cats too, I guess.
Yeah, I do. I do cats. Yeah. Did the person that was online? Hello? What'd you say?
I'm just asking people to speak right up.
Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi.
That's Karen. I know that energy anywhere.
Is it Karen?
Dead. Hi, Leah.
Oh, hi, Karen.
So, Karen, congratulations on the wedding. I hope it was just marvelous and just beautiful.
Thank you very much. Yes, it was. And we are overflowing with happiness.
Awesome.
So, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Take that.
Okay, so we're on the topic of outrageous. And, Shannon, you know there's a lot moving in my life. And so, you know, how many outrageous things can you have going at one time?
A lot of them. A lot.
Am I tipping the scale or am I in balance?
Yes. Yeah. But it's beautiful because you're putting it out, you're putting yourself vulnerable, you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And that takes courage. And it's like I said before, you put out the outrageous request, even if the request is, you know, they can't meet it, it still went out. You still verbalized what did you need. What is it that you needed?
Right.
And people are they're afraid to be outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you never know because, you know, sometimes even that outrageous request that you put out there, somebody's going to say yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So I've got the total green light on the Parker move to the expansion, Parker expansion. And so the spirits see that is all going to be very successful and
absolutely
that type of thing. And is a week, a month up there going to be all I will need?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, to get started and then, you know, as needed, as, you know, you keep moving forward with it.
Okay. Am I setting getting this set up for somebody else to step in and do the work up there so that I'm not spreading myself thin?
So here is the outrageous request.
Exactly.
Huh. There's your outrageous request. You get things set up and you put somebody in there. They're making you money. You're making money. What happens? That's an outrageous request.
Right. Okay. And at the same time, possibly helping somebody out as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's beautiful. That just made me feel so yummy inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, Spirit is hearing, and you are hearing what the request from Spirit.
Okay.
And so just put it into play. Let it just open the door.
Yeah.
A lot of times, having that request and just open the door, Spirit just, then things just start happening.
Okay.
It's making yourself vulnerable. It's putting yourself out to the
yep.
universe. Hey, I'm here.
I'm here. I'm not invisible
I'm
anymore.
I'm
absolutely.
I don't know why this is just coming up in my ears here, but it's, you know, it's kind of like when a guy wants to ask out a girl on a date, you know, he doesn't say, "You wouldn't really want to go out with me, would you?" I mean, that is not an outrageous request.
Yeah.
That is.
You're right.
That would be
rejection.
A no.
Yeah.
That's a self rejection.
Yeah.
That's right. But what I hear you doing is just the opposite of that and really going for
thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, is it just scary as hell or what?
Well, you know, not when I you know, Leah, this is the thing I do is I always follow Spirit. And so I try to shove this under the rug many times, but it keeps coming up in front of my face, and it's like, okay, I hear you, I see you, I get it.
Yeah.
And so I have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
You do. Mm-hmm.
You
so,
know,
Leah,
and
one of the things that I, and Karen, I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, no,
but I
want
to come back to what Leah was saying about being afraid. Well, if you heard what Karen was saying, what I did is I kept putting it under the rug. I kept resisting.
Yeah.
Well, what God kept saying is, no, here is my request. So everything that she was in resistance about was showing up in her space.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to deal with it until she said, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
It wasn't about being afraid. It was the mastery of everything that was holding her back from her outrageous request, because her outrageous request is to help people.
Yeah.
And how does that work? Well, we should put the outrageous request out there, and then when it starts showing up, we go, oh, hell no, I can't do that.
But I, you know, and let's just take a look, Jenna. I also had to do some house cleaning to be comfortable that I can make this move and share that time up there and still have this one here. And
right. So
I do believe that, you know, in that outrageous request, I called that forward as well. And that happened. And then the energy just shifted tremendously.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really quite incredible. So I'm so grateful. I am in that state of grace of just like, wow, look at this, you know, and things like that. Just so appreciative. So ran and met a lot of great souls at my little event that I was at yesterday too. So it's growing, it's expanding, which is also that outrageous request that I had. And things like that with new people and new souls and beautiful people coming forward. So and that listening thing is very important and really really being conscious to that. So thanks for touching on that. I have one other question for Spirit for me. It's come into the forefront again, and I just need verification on that. Is my granddaughter Aaliyah okay? Is she being safe when she has to be with her father? I really need to know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because that,
good.
That, yeah.
Okay.
That's
very good.
Good.
Yay.
Well,
you've been responsible to ask the question.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and so,
because you don't want to be irresponsible by not asking the question.
Right.
If you ask
exactly.
the question, you are a responsible grandmother.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's lucky, lucky.
Yeah.
So to all of my Colorado friends listening, I will be in Colorado in August.
Yay, nice.
I'm still working out dates, but I will be there in August because I need to move one thing around that I forgot about. And once I do that, I'll have the date set in.
Okay.
We're going to do angelic Reiki and there, plus private readings and probably a despacho or something like that, some other fun stuff. So,
I think we'll film my show too with you here. We'll do a show, videos,
awesome.
Films, and things like that. Yeah,
I'm gonna be famous. I'm gonna be on video.
Outrageous! Could you call me
outrageous? Wow. Just think how many more pounds by August, Shannon.
I know. I won't even recognize him.
Leah, you'll get a
laugh out of this one. He left swimming trunks here from last year. Yeah. And so I told him, I said, now, just remember, they are not going to fit.
No.
So bring some new ones with you.
Yeah.
I've went down, I'm in large, just large swimming trunks now.
Mm-hmm.
I went from a 3X,
awesome.
A 3X wow. to just a large.
Whoa.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you.
Yeah. That's so great.
Well, I won't take up any more time, so thank
okay.
you very much
yeah.
on that clarification.
And I want to put out what I'm going to be doing. I'm back out, up and going again. I've been working out at the Edgar Cayce Center.
Right.
In Houston, Texas. And the 13th of June, I'm going to be doing a Sui Reiki class, level 1 and 2. Every month on the third Wednesday, I do a meetup group there at 7 o'clock. Then on the last weekend of the month, I will be doing Angelic Reiki Level 1 and 2 in Houston. And I've been posting it up on Facebook and stuff. Also, I was asked to do a drumming circle for the solstice on the 20th. At the Edgar Cayce Center.
Really?
But to all of my Austin friends, I will be back. I will be coming here. I will be doing private readings in July.
Oh, boy!
And I'm going to be calling you to see about renting the room at Nature's Treasures for doing a despacho. At Nature's Treasures sometimes in
June. Wonderful.
And I'm going to be teaching Angelic Reiki the last weekend in July. It's the 31st, 1st, and 2nd here in Austin.
That's fantastic.
And so then I will go from there on to Colorado. So I just wanted to put that out. So anybody interested in doing the Angelic Reiki, please let me know. Call me. They can call me at 832-233-4088, or they can email me at awakenedhands@gmail.com.
Okay, let me just hang on 1 second. You're going to be in Austin in July, did you say?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay.
And so right. I'm going to get with you to see some dates and see what we can come up with.
You bet.
I would like to do it there.
832-233-4088. All right. And it's also Awaken Hands.
Yes.
@gmail.com. Gmail. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Or they can go to my website or email me at heartspiritwalker@gmail.com.
Right.
But the best way is just to call me.
Uh-huh.
Because I am the world's worst about emails and that
kind
of stuff.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I know.
And
I know.
Lately I've been kind of not good with the phone. I can admit it. But I am getting back, to answering and trying to get everybody scheduled and stuff. So it just bear with me until I get everything lined out. I'm very excited to get back out and start teaching, and there's new stuff coming every day. I learned the monarchy, which is the 9 rites. Doing a despacho, which is the letting go. It's a beautiful ceremony.
Can you spell that word?
No.
Okay. is it with a V or
no,
a D?
D. Despacho.
D as in David.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to probe into that one.
and it's called Letting Go.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony.
Oh, gosh. Woo! I'm getting excited over that. Well, I just want to make sure that we appreciate Karen for calling in.
Yes.
So much, Karen. And, wow, she's always just got so much going on and so much to offer.
She does. And she she just keeps pushing it, just going and going and going. And that
At the end of the day, you know, when all the shift has happened, no one's going to be standing around saying, now that Karen just didn't do enough.
That's right.
No, it's all right, perfectly on schedule.
Absolutely.
You know, I feel like I need to say this. This goes all the way back to the opening of the show, the first segment. And we were talking about making outrageous requests. And when you need something, that it's okay to challenge yourself and step forward and make your request be known.
Absolutely.
Now, I would just like to say that I have been on the receiving end of an outrageous request.
Beautiful.
And someone presented it perfectly, presented it as an outrageous request, and presented all the vibratory basis for it, and so on and so forth, and was very winsome. And my answer was still no.
And that's okay.
It is okay. And I just want to make sure that our listeners know that when you receive an outrageous request, don't just be an automatic no. Consider it. Really consider it. And then if you're a no, that's okay. It doesn't mean that you didn't make the cut and you're not in the outrageous request crowd.
Right.
It's okay to still say no, but the outrageousness of it requires that you at least consider it. So I just thank you. I just wanted to make that clear.
Well, let me put it into another way, because just because you said no should not mean that person stopped making the outrageous request because somebody can do it.
Yes, exactly.
And the energy
and
just might
person,
not align.
Yeah.
And it might not align. And it's not that you don't love them or care about them or anything.
Correct.
It's just not in the alignment.
Correct. And the person that was making the request of me in that moment did find their arrangement. So it worked out just fine.
Think they're absolutely their request went right where it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, I was part of the process.
Yes.
And so I just want to make it clear that you don't have to say yes when someone presents you with an outrageous request. But this is our dear soul here on the chat is telling me and us how to spell the ceremony you were referring to. Thank you so much, guest in the chat. I really appreciate it. It's S. Dillpickle 74. Thank you so much. Here's how you spell it, according to S. Dillpickle 74.
Let me look out my window.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Yes.
That's it's Sherry in the other room.
Okay. All right. So it's Despacho, D as in David, E,
yes.
S as in Sam, P as in Paul, A-C-H-O, Despacho
yes.
Ceremony.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing that, Shannon?
I've been doing something similar to it, but not this particular way. And I've been trained. I just, during my loving myself more, time, you know, season. I have taken some other classes and I've really went in, but I've learned how to do the monarchy, which is the nine rites, and the despacho is part of that ceremony. There's a fire ceremony and several different things that goes with it, but yeah, the letting go ceremony is just gorgeous.
Well, it would have to be if you're involved in it. Well, you know what? We're here at the end of our show. It's incredible. It went so fast. It went outrageously fast, Shannon.
Yeah.
And it's just so exciting to be with you again. And, you know, I did want to share that when I was putting together our promo piece for email and out online, Facebook, Twitter, the social media stuff, I was asking for a graphic. And it's like, okay, how do you depict an outrageous request in one graphic?
Mm-hmm.
And I was poking around on Google Images and this and that, and what I finally came up with, and some of our listeners may have seen it, but it needed to be something big, you know, outrageously big. And so what I landed on was a spectacular landscape, like with a star-studded sky and this huge planet rising on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the foreground, there is this little bitty silhouetted person. And it looks like they're standing there gazing out at this cosmic wonderland. And that was it when I saw that picture, and that's what I used, and I hope that you approve of that.
Absolutely.
I just thought that it was really fun and big, and I'm just always so grateful when things come together.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah. Outrageousness, it needs to be very bold. And it's okay to shock yourself. I don't think that either one of us are putting forth any sort of license to be stupid.
No.
That's not what we're talking about here. When we talk about outrageous, we're not talking about putting yourself in massive danger or anything like that. Not that kind
right.
of outrageousness. It by outrageousness it means push the envelope with yourself and get out of the status quo and do something that maybe you haven't tried before in shifting
right.
your own inner attitude.
That's it.
Yeah, getting beyond that fear. Because and our two callers talked about the fear.
Right.
It's something that, you know, we kind of swim around in here on planet Earth in this dimension, and we are getting beyond it. And one way to get beyond it is to begin to make more requests of ourselves that fall into that more outrageous category. And,
absolutely.
Shannon, you have just guided us so beautifully tonight. I just really want to thank you for your availability and giving free readings and conversations on the chat here and on the airwaves. It just means a lot to me, and I really do thank you for being my regular guest.
Thank you for having me and
well,
making the outrageous
so
request.
Yeah. So do you have any last parting words about our topic for the evening?
Just make outrageous requests and don't get discouraged. If somebody says no, just ask again. And like you said, the outrageous request is not being a danger. It's about that propelling yourself in a spiritual way. The request is in a spiritual way. It's making it that your soul opens up and you keep moving forward. You're moving forward. You know, you whatever it takes, you know, I can tell you from my own experience of life, I couldn't lay down. I had to love myself enough to make the outrageous request to myself, get up and go seek, go find people or events or things that will answer my outrageous request and support me.
Ah.
And that's how I got here. That's how I made, how I created and generated myself, because I made that outrageous request to myself and I went forth and sought it out. I didn't sit around and wait for somebody to knock on my front door and say, here. I went out there. I put it out.
Wow. I love it. I hear that. I hear that. So we can be in our own spiraling nature, evolving our own selves.
Absolutely.
And meeting our higher selves as we go. So I don't know if anyone understood what I just said, but
I did.
But it is a natural occurrence, and it is moving upward and onward. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Shannon. I want to thank all of our guests. Thank you, guest 7, Monique. Thank you so much. I love your heart. And thank you, Karen. Thank you, everyone that was in the audience tonight and in queue. Thank you very much. And I want to invite everyone to check out Shannon's website, heartspiritwalker.com. And he does do personal readings and sessions, very powerful sessions, either in person or by telephone. And very much in the same spirit, I do that as well. And check out my website, please, fearorlove.com. And we can do the same. So that is it, everyone. It has been an outrageously fun show. And I just bless all of us. And so here's my signing off. I'm Leah LaChapelle. Oneness happens. It is the great letting go with allowance and balance. So trust the process, know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.